To Ted Mondale, the upsurge in violent crime of the early 1990s marked the end of an era of liberal-minded innocence for Minnesota.
We had the model system. We had the lowest rate of crime. We had the lowest cost per inmate. We had the lowest rate of recidivism, that people going out of jail and having to go back in. The world changed. And crime now goes where enforcement, real enforcement, is lax.
Mondale says the criminal justice system lets too many suspects back out on the street without a trial or without serving time. He says he doesn't blame prosecutors or judges for this. Instead, he holds everyone responsible for what he considers an outdated mentality.
We're still working under that old theory that you let these hardened criminals out on the street and it's okay. That's wrong. We need a total new approach to crime and violence. We've got to put career criminals in jail. They need to do time if you're a drug dealer. We have to focus on youth. We have to get guns out of the hands of kids and gang members and repeat felons. Police need the technology they need to do a better job to solve the crimes, and prosecutors as well. And so there's a whole host of things that we need to do things differently.
But in the past 10 years, Minnesota has been doing things differently. Every year, lawmakers come up with new anti-crime initiatives, new anti-gang laws, and tougher sentences for violent crimes. Mondale says the problem with the state's reaction to crime is that it's been too scattershot.
You know, we have 24 different state programs going on at once. Nobody's overseeing them. Nobody's saying what's working and what isn't working. So one of the things I want to do is promote someone and create someone that reports directly to me that's going to oversee all of these policies and are going to put investments in the places that work. They're going to look at the bigger pictures. They're going to target resources. And the bottom line is that I'm going to be accountable.
Mondale tempers his law and order stance with some traces of more traditional liberal democratic thought. He says he considers violent crime a public health problem, and for that reason he thinks the state should spend some of its tobacco settlement money on crime prevention programs. He also thinks more state money for college scholarships would do a lot to keep kids from embarking on lives of crime. And he's dead set against the Republican proposal to allow law-abiding adults to carry concealed weapons for self-defense, an idea he calls crazy.
Go talk to a shop owner if he or she'd like to be in the store and half the people are having guns. That's not something we need here. And you know what it is. It's a way to get the National Rifle Association, the Red Hot support. And I think it's nobody in their right mind could really argue that this makes a lot of sense.
But in general, when it comes to issues of crime and punishment, Ted Mondale parts company with his party, especially the urban liberal wing. He says Minnesota has already failed once under the old liberal approach to criminals. With another demographic surge of crime-prone teenagers predicted for the next few years, he warns that Minnesota may soon fail again, and perhaps more dramatically than the failure of the early 1990s. Ted Mondale says the only remedy is to get a lot tougher now with prevention and punishment. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.